Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Mem Ches. We are holding on daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are 6 lines from the end of the page at the 2 dots. Ibayiluhu. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lina Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom. Also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should be returned home safely. Also by Elisheva and Avishai Newman, in honor of the birth of their grandson to Eliza and AJ Youngreis, and in honor of the yahrzeit of Avishai's grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo ben Naftali, Alav HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is today, and also by the virtual halacha program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Harav Nevensal Shlita, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new limud beginning next week, learning Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is when a Baal HaChatzer accepts responsibility to protect your shar. Is it only from his animals, or even from other animals, from animals that belong to neither of the parties that are involved? So the Gemara is going to have 2 rayas to try to answer that shaila. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what happens when a woman bakes in someone else's property. She goes into to bake in someone else's property, and an animal of the Baal HaBayis eats the stuff that she baked and gets hurt from eating the stuff that she baked. Does she have to pay for that guy's animal? Then the Gemara is going to discuss 2 cases of a trespassing shor leaving a bar behind in the chatzer. Either the shor digs a bar, or the shor leaves some other takala in the chatzer. So what's the halacha of the trespassing shor left a bar in the chatzer? Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about if a trespassing person damages or gets damaged through Adam HaMazik. What is the responsibility of an Adam HaMazik if you damage a trespasser, or if the trespasser does damage? Then the Gemara is going to discuss when a trespassing shor falls into a bar and does damage or kills. And we're going to have 3 explanations of why it would pay kofar, considering that it sounds like we're talking about a shor tam, and yet we still say that if it lands on Aviv Obno, that you pay kofar. Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have 3 different answers to a stira in a brisa, whether we assume giving rishus to enter means that you're accepting responsibility. We already saw that that is a machlokes, whether in the Mishnah, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, when you give rishus to enter, does that mean, and I am therefore taking a chrayus to anything that happens? But we're going to have a brisa that seems to talk out of both sides of its mouth at the same time, seems to give us both indications that it is and that it isn't. So we're going to have 3 ways of resolving that stira in the brisa, and that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Chesam Beis. So let's begin about 6 lines from the end of the page on Mem Chesam and Aleph. We've already explained that according to the Chachamim, when a Baal Chatzar gives Rishus to bring your shar into his Chatzar, according to the Chachamim, he is being Mekabel the Achrayus of any Nezikin. And according to Rebbe, no, only if he's Mekabel that Beferush. So the Gemara has a Safek, if a person is Mekabel Achrayus, even that other people's animals won't cause damage. Or is it when he's being Mekabel Achrayus, again, whether Stama according to the Rabbanan or Beferish according to Rabbi, whatever you learn constitutes Kabbalah Achrayus, but what does that mean? He's being Mekabel Achrayus that my stuff won't damage you, or being Mekabel Achrayus that nobody's stuff is going to damage you? So Yibayilu, Heichet the Kabbalah in the Terusa, when the Baal HaChatzar is Mekabel Shmira, which again, according to the Chum, just means he said you're allowed to enter, and that's an assumed Kabbalah Shmira, and according to Rebbe, it means that he actually said, I'm being Mekabel Shmira. So when he is Mekabel Shmira, Mahu, what's the din? Din af Shehu de Kabbalah Lei? Was the only Mekabel Shmira that his shar, his kelev, is not going to damage you? Odilma afilin tuzadial Mekabbalah Lei. Or maybe he's even being Mekabel Shmira that other people's oxen aren't going to come in here and damage you. So says Mar Tashma, let's bring a raya. The Tanya Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, Binizak in the Beit Karna. Rav Yehuda Bar Simon taught in one of the brisos that were taught in the Beis Medrash of Karna that Hichlis Peros of the Chatzar Baal HaBayis Shelo Berushos. If a person brings his Peros into someone else's property, Shelo Berushos. Uba Shor Mimakom Acher Va'achalan. And someone else's Shor from some third party comes and eats it, so he's pater. Vim hichnis perushos, but if you brought your peros in there, perushos, then chayiv. So man pater or man chayiv. Who are we talking about over here that's pater and chayiv? Lav pater bal chatzar. Doesn't it mean that that when I brought my parents in Shalom Bereshus, it means that the Bal Chatzer is potter for the third party shor eating my peros, and therefore the Chayiv Bal Chatzer. When a Machlis Bereshus, it means that the Bal Chatzer is Chayiv when a third party shor comes and eats my peros. So you see from the Brisa that when you're Machlis Bereshus, it means the Bal Chatzer is Mekabel Shmira, not only that his possessions, that his shor won't damage you, that his kelev won't damage you, but that nobody's shor is going to damage you. So says Mara Amri, lo. No, you misunderstood the Brisa. Pater Balashar v'chayiv Balashar. No, all it means is that the Balashar is going to be Pater or Chayiv, meaning the shor that actually did the damage, not the Balachotzer, where this third party shor had entered. The Balashar, well, says Mara, well, wait a second, if we're talking about the Balashar being Chayiv or Pater, my Bereshus and my Shalom Bereshus Ika, how could we be Mechalik whether you're Machnis the Peros Bereshus, where the Mazg is going to be Chayiv, and if you're Machnis Shalom Bereshus, the Mazg is going to be Pater? This shor came from somewhere else. We should be Mechayiv on someone who's Nichnas the Chatzar Chavero and eats Peros that are there, because the Bailam should have watched the shor, that he shouldn't be trespassing eating anybody's Peros. So the Bala Shor, if we're talking about the Chiv of the Bala Shor, he should always be Chayiv. Your shor can't just walk into other people's property and eat things, whether it belongs to the person whose property it is or whether it belongs to somebody else. Says Gemara Amri, it could be that the answer is as follows, that when you're machnis your peros birushos, have you l'shein birushos hanizik, then it's considered as if it was shein birushos hanizik, because since the Bala Chatzar gave the Bala Peros permission to bring his peros there, so it's as if it's the Bala Peros' property. V'shein Bereshus HaNizik Chayeves. And when Shein happens Bereshus HaNizik, you're Chayev. Shelo Bereshus, Havi Lo B'shein Bereshus HaRabim. But when you just bring your peros into the Bala Chatzar's Chatzar without permission, so then it's not your property at all. That's like Shein Bereshus HaRabim. And the Allah is V'shein Bereshus HaRabim Petura. That Shein Bereshus HaRabim is Pater. But bottom line is, we don't have a Raya from there to our initial Shaila. Our initial Shaila was, if I'm mekabel that when you bring your shor in here, I'm mekabel shmira. Again, whether that means that min hastam I'm mekabel shmira or I'm explicitly mekabel shmira, does that mean I'm even mekabel shmira that damages won't come from a third party, or does it only mean I'm mekabel shmira that damages won't come from myself? So says Mar Tashma, let's try to bring another raya from a brisa. If you bring your shor into a chatzar bal habayis without permission, and a third party shor comes unagacho, and it gores the shor of the machnis. So pater, he's going to be pater from paying. V'im hichnis bereshus, but if you had permission to bring your shor in, then chayiv. So man pater, man chayiv, same raya. Who's pater, who's chayiv? Lav pater bal chatzar, chayiv bal chatzar. Aren't we talking about the ptur and the chiyuv of the bal chatzar? And we see that as soon as he allows you to bring your shor into his rishus, he's going to be chayiv even when a third party shor damages your shor. Lo, pater balashar, chayiv balashar. Says, well, no, we're misunderstanding this price also. It doesn't mean that the balachatzar is going to be pater chayiv, it means that the balashar is going to be pater chayiv. Ihachi, if that's the case, that the ptur and the chiyuv is on the balashar, my berushos and my shalom berushos ika, how can we be mechalik between the balashar, bring the shor with the rishus of the balachatzar, versus bringing it in without the rishus of the balachatzar? When it comes to keren, there's no chiluk between the rishus Rabim and the Chatzar and Nizik. I mean, the whole answer that we gave to the first Raya was, oh, if he had Rishus to come in here, then it's like a Chatzar and Nizik. And Shein Rishus and Nizik is Chayiv. But if he didn't have Rishus to come in here, then it's Rishus Rab. Well, that doesn't matter by Karen, because Karen, you're Chayiv, whether it happened in Rishus and Nizik or Rishus Rabim. Sa Amri, ha Rabbi Hamani, Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara answers, no, this Brisa must be something like Rabbi Tarfon, Domim Shuna Karen, but Chatzar and Nizik, Nezik Shalim Mishalim. That Rabbi Tarfon holds that the difference between Karen, there is a difference between Karen Bereshus Ram and Karen Bereshus Nizik, in that Karen Bereshus Ram only pays Chatzi Nezek, whereas Karen Bereshus Nizik pays Nezek Shalem. So Bereshus, Havila Karen Bechatzar Nizik. So when the guy had a right to bring in his animal. So now it's considered Keren Bereshos HaNizik U'mishalim Nezik Shalim, and therefore you're going to pay Nezik Shalim. But Shelo Bereshos HaNizik Keren Bereshos Rabim, when he brought it in Shelo Bereshos, then it's like Keren Bereshos Rabim V'lo Mishalim El Chatzi Nezik, and you only pay Chatzi Nezik. And that's what the Braisa meant when it said Pater. It meant Pater Mi Nezik Shalim, but still Chayiv in Chatzi Nezik. So bottom line is, we have no Raya to the actual Shaila that we raised to begin with. So now the Gemara tells a story. He it's also the Mefa by Ibeisa. There was a woman that brought her dough into a house to bake her bread, a house that had an oven, and it was in a chatzar or a chatzar of Balabayis. And also Barcha demarried the Beisa, a goat from that belonged to the Balabayis came. Achla Lulisha, and ate up all of her dough, chavul v'mis, and his body got overheated from eating this hot, fresh bread, and the goat dropped dead. So, Cheva Rava, l'shalume d'mei bracha. Rava was mechayev this woman to pay the balabayis for the value of the goat that had just died, because she had killed that goat with her baking. So Rabbeinu Yonos Neil points out, the balabayis doesn't have to pay the d'mei isa, because the balasi isa was standing right there. She should have guarded her dough and protected it. So that certainly is not something the Balabai is going to have to pay for. So it says, Lema pliga ad Rav. Ooh, doesn't this bring us back to the discussion of Rav? Isn't this against Rav Dama Rav? Because after all, Rav said that if you bring your peros into Chatzar Chaveru Shalom Bereshus, and the behema of the Bala Chatzar eats those peros and dies, you do not have to pay for the value of the behema, because Havila Shalom Tochal, you could turn to the Bala Chatzar and say, your animal shouldn't have eaten my food. So over here as well, can't the woman say, your animal shouldn't have eaten my bread? So Amri Hachiashta. No, you can't compare the case of Rav to this Maisa. Hasam, in the case of Rav, we were talking about Shalom Bereshus, where you trespassed V'lo Kibel in Tirusa, and therefore you were not Mekabel, the guy was not Mekabel to be Shomer, that the Behema would not be damaged from the Peros. And therefore, if the Behema ate from the Peros and died, the person who was Machnis is Potter. But Hacha, in our case of this Maisa with Rava, we're talking about Bereshus, that the Balabayis allowed the woman to come in, and therefore Kabbalah Lenitirusa, she was Mekabel on herself to be Shomer, that the goat won't eat from it and die, and therefore Rav is going to be Mechayev her to pay for the value of the goat. Why is this any different than that which we learned in a Braisa, that a woman who comes to brings her grain to use the mill of the Balabayis to grind it and to make wheat out of it, and Shalom Bereshus, and she did so Shalom Bereshus, v'acholton behemto shel Balabayis, and the behem of the Balabayis eats it, that potter, the Balabayis, does not have to pay for the wheat that its animal ate, because the person came in Shalom Bereshus, the Balabayis was never Mekabel to be Shomer, that his animal is not going to eat this chitim. V'im huska, and if the behem of the Balabayis was damaged from this wheat, like it slips on the wheat and it breaks its leg or something, chayeves, the woman has to pay for the nezek. So taima, the whole reason the woman has to pay is because Shalom Bereshus, she came in without the Rishus of the Baal Chatzar. So since the Baal Chatzar was never Mekabel, the Shmira of the Behema, that it shouldn't get damaged, so the Shmira is all the woman's responsibility. Ha Bereshus, Pater, but it sounds like if she came in Bereshus, the woman would not have to pay for the Hezek that was done to the Behema that belonged to the Baal Chatzar, because the Baal Chatzar was Mekabel to be Shomer, both that his animal will not damage the Chitim, and that the Chitim will not damage his animal. So the same should be over here as well. The woman came in Bereshus, so the Baal Chatzar is Mekabel to be Shomer, that his goat is not going to eat from this dough and die from it. So why is Rava being mechayev the woman to pay? So answer Gemara Amri, they gave an answer that there's a chiluk between the case of the Braisa and the story of Rava. Litchon chitim, when she's coming to grind wheat, kibin de lo bayat tzniusa midi. Since you don't have to do grinding of wheat in a tzniustik of fashion, meaning men can be watching as a woman is grinding wheat, because she remains fully dressed rest as she's grinding wheat. The Bala Chatzar does not have to leave the Chatzar. He's allowed to stay there and protect his assets there. And therefore, it's his responsibility to make sure his animal doesn't eat the wheat and get damaged from the wheat. So if his animal eats the wheat and gets damaged from it, the woman is not going to be responsible. But when she's baking, kiven debayi hitzniusa, baking requires a certain sense of tznius, and Rashi explains, because it's the derech of nashim when they're baking to be megalas ro'oseyem, to expose their arms. So since it's something that men should not be watching as women bake, so marvasa dechatzer mesalki nafshayu, it's the responsibility of the bala chatzer to leave, to get out of there while the woman is baking. And therefore it's obvious that he's not going to be able to watch his animal, hilka chaladida ramyon etirusa, and therefore the responsibility of watching the animal transfers to the woman. L'chari nafkamina would be if the bala chatzer was a balas hachatzer, right? If it was a woman, so then the responsibility would not transfer. There is a machlokas rishonim that what exactly is Rava Mechayev to pay, according to the Chum, is he saying you're chayev to pay dafka according to the Chum that mistama you're chayev in shmira, or is he saying even according to Rabbi that mistama you're not chayev in shmira, since in this case that you're still going to be chayev to pay over here, that she's still going to be chayev to pay. So the Ra'ah writes that Rav is only going within the sheet of the Chum, whereas Rashba writes that Rav is going even within the sheet of Rebbe, that Bistama, the Nichnas is not Mekabel Shmira until the Nichnas, until the person who's entering says that they're Mekabel Shmira. But nevertheless, when the Balachotters misalik themselves Lagamri, so then the Nichnas must be Mekabel Shmira even Bistama, right? Meaning, generally speaking, it's true that Rebbe holds that a Nichnas, that you're not Mekabel Shmira Bistama, but when you know that the person has to leave, that you're the only person, the only human eyes in the vicinity, so then of course you're mekabel shmira. So that's the shita of the Rashba. That's the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. There is an interesting discussion. The Taz writes in Choshen Mishpat in the name of the Marshal in Yom Shel Shlomo. Nowadays, if a woman is wearing short sleeves, let's say the galus ro'oseya means the upper part of the arm. So let's say a woman is wearing short sleeves. Generally speaking, do you see men running in every direction to escape? So typically the Taz says, sadly, we don't, right? Meaning people stay. So it could be this halacha change, meaning the dine mamonis is based on the expectation of people's behavior. So the Taz quotes the Marshal that b'medinos elu, in Poland and Ashkenaz, men and women are not careful about this, and even without afia, they're megalas ro'oseyim, even when they're not baking, it just happens to be the fashion that they're megalas ro'oseyim, and therefore, if Maisa were to come, it would be pashut that the woman would be pater, because the balabai stays there. So if he stays there, he has to watch over the area. So it's not saying that it's okay. It's just saying that that's the dina mamonis is totally on what the expectation is, and the expectation might have changed. The Chazon Ish is not sure what part of the arm is called the zroa. Is it the top part of the arm, above the elbow, or beneath the elbow? Same thing with the leg. He has what's called shok, right? So it could be that the bottom part of the leg is called the shok, and shok b'sha'arva means that a woman has to cover the entire leg. So he's not sure which part of the arm is called the zroa. Does a woman only have to cover up until the elbow, or should she cover all the way up until the wrist? Which part is called the zroa? So he brings a raya from Rashi, because Rashi writes that it's chasr of chisar netznius to be megal zroaseha. Zroaseha is the perak elyon. Meaning, what is suffix, not what's called the zroa. The suffix is what's included in the yisr, meaning what a woman has to cover. And Tosfos Maseches Menachos writes that only the perek ha'elyon is bichlal tznius. So apparently, it's only the upper part of the arm. That's the impression you get from this Gemara. Although it's hard to understand, meaning if she's kneading dough, does she typically expose the upper part of her arm? You would imagine she'd roll up her sleeves to her elbow so that she can really get into the dough and knead the dough. But nevertheless, somehow that's the assumption, that she's going to roll up her sleeves well above the elbow, and she's going to be megala zro'oseha. Okay, says the Mishnah, hichna shor l'chatzar balabayis, if he brings the shor into the chatzar balabayis, and he gores the chatzar of the balabayis, and he gores the shor of the balabayis, he's potter. But if if the balabayis is shor gored him, he's going to be chayif. So amar Rava, hichna shor l'chatzar balabayis shalob rishos, if you bring your shor in shalob rishos, Aros, V'chafer Babar Shichnu Ma'aros, and your Shor just dug pits and openings in the Chatzar of the Baal HaBayis. Baal HaShor Chayev B'Niske Chatzar. The Baal HaShor has to pay the Baal HaChatzar for the damage it did to the Chatzar itself by digging all of these boros. But the Baal HaChatzar Chayev B'Niske HaBar. If any damage happens in those boros that he dug, the Baal HaChatzar is going to be responsible for that. The Avagav Damar Mar, and even though we already darshaned Ki Yichre Ish Bar, and the Pasuk goes on V'lo Yechasen V'Novel Shom HaShor HaChamar Baal HaBar Yishalim Kesev Yashav L'Bailov, that you pay when an ish digs a bar. So it sounds like V'lo Shor Bar, that if a shor digs a bar, then the bailim is not going to be responsible. Hacha, kiven de islay lehech lemaluye velo kamalye. But over here, since the Baal HaChatzar should have filled in the bar, and he didn't, he left it that way, command to carry a dummy. We view it as if he's the one that actually dug the bar. So if a shor trespasses, goes in someone else's property, and digs boros, the Baal HaShor's got to pay for that, but then the Baal HaChatzar has to take the responsibility of fixing it. Once it's paid for, he's got to fix it, and he has to make sure that nobody gets damaged from it. V'yamar Rava, another statement of Rava about a shor leaving something in the Chatzar. Hichna shor l'chatzar Baal HaBayis shelo b'rashus. A shor trespasses, you bring your shor trespassing into someone else's chatzar, v'hizik es Baal HaBayis, and the shor damages the Baal HaBayis directly, it gores the Baal HaBayis. O Baal HaBayis huzak bo, or maybe it didn't go after the Baal HaBayis, but the Baal HaBayis tripped on the shor or something like that, chayiv. Then the Baal HaShor is chayiv. Ravat pater, but if it just was ravat, if it crouched down, then you're pater. So says Gemara, umisham de ravat pater. When the Baal HaBayis trips over it because it's crouching, so you can be pater. Why does that make any sense? So says Gemara, Amra Papa, my ravat shehir b'tzkalalim. No, ravat means that it left waste, that it went to the bathroom over there. So nitnufu kelim shel Baal HaBayis. If the kelim of the Baal HaBayis got damaged from the animal defecating over there, so that's where Rava says you don't have to pay. David galalim bar, because the galalim that it left is considered a bar. V'lomatzin bar shechiv b'sakelim, and a bar is pater on kelim, so it's considered the bar of the Baal HaShor. And what got damaged by this bar of the Baal HaShor? What got damaged is the kelim of the Baal HaBayis, and kelim are pater in a bar. So it says Mar Hani Chul Shmuel Damar Kol Takala Baru. That works according to Shmuel if you actually hold that any takala that's left is considered a bar. El Rav de Amar Adam Mafkirle, but according to Rav, that says that not every takala is a bar. You need to be mafkir the takala in order to turn into a bar. So Michael Amemar, how are you going to explain Rava that you're pater on the hezek of the kalim from these galalim? A shor is chayiv even on kalim. Only a bar is pater on kalim, and until you're mafkir it has a din of shor, not a din of bar. And so Gemara Amri stam galalim mafkiri mafkirlu. Most of the time, people are mafkir the galalim of their of the shor. So since he's mafkir it, even Rav is going to be moda that you're chayiv mishum bar, and since you're only chayiv mishum bar, if it's kalim that got damaged, you're going to be pater because you're pater on kalim in a bar. Once we mention Rava about a shor that comes into the Chatzar Baal HaBayis, the Gemara brings another din about an adam that comes into the Chatzar Baal HaBayis, and it's an adam amazik situation. V'amar Rava, nichnas l'chatzar Baal HaBayis shelo b'rishus. Someone trespasses into a Chatzar Baal HaBayis, v'hizik es Baal HaBayis, and he physically harms the Baal HaBayis. Oh, Baal HaBayis, who's akbo? Or maybe he didn't go after to physically harm the Baal HaBayis, but the Baal HaBayis trips over him or something and gets damaged by him. So chayiv, so the trespasser has to pay. He's ziko Baal HaBayis. If the Baal HaBayis damages this guy, then pater. Then the Baal HaBayis does not have to pay because the Baal HaBayis didn't have to be careful that he shouldn't get damaged from someone else who came in shelo b'rishus. So therefore the Baal HaBayis is not going to have to pay for anything, even though adam u'ad li'olam. So the Nimukei Yosef, he says, yeah, adam u'ad li'olam, but not when it's known as gamur. When someone trespasses and you had no expectation that there was someone trespassing in your property, so then it's known as gamur, and therefore we don't apply adam u'ad li'olam. That's what Tosos said back on Daf Chav Zayin Beis from Yerushalmi, that even though we say adam u'ad li'olam, Liolam doesn't really mean Liolam. Sometimes it's known as Damur, and even another Mamazik is going to be Potter. But if you recall, we learned back then that the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds even in the case of Ones Gamur, Adam will Liolam. So the Mukhe Yosef says, so what's the Ramban going to do over here? And Adam is Chayiv in every Ones. So you have to say that the reason the Baal Bayis is Potter is because the Nichnas was a Posheya. Someone who's Nichnas to Chatzar Baal Bayis, Shalom Bereshus, is a Posheya, and it's his responsibility to watch out Shalom Yuzak, that he shouldn't get damaged. And that's why the Baal Bayis is going to be Potter. So Rav Papa explains Rava's din. Amar Rav Papa lo amaran. Rava only potters the Baal Bayis from paying for the damage that he did to the trespasser. El delavi yadabe. That's only if he didn't know that the trespasser was there. Avalavi yadabe. But if we know that he knew the trespasser was there, then Ezekiel Baal Bayis chayiv. Then if he damages the trespasser, he's going to be chayiv. My taima. Why is he going to be chayiv? Mishum da amar lei. Because the trespasser could turn to the Baal Bayis and say, Nidus achrusus alafuke. You have every right to throw me out of your chatzer, so you have no right to damage me. Meaning, once you knew I was here, you have to be careful not to hurt me. Granted, you can throw me out of the chatzer. How can you throw me out of the chatzer? Shulchan Aruch says you can beat him up. Meaning, you're actually allowed to hurt him if the goal is to get him out of the chatzer. If he's not listening when you ask him to leave, so you're allowed to physically remove him from the chatzer. But to physically damage him in ways that you're not trying to get him out of the chatzer, that you're going to have to pay for. That's going to be the problem. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Chaf Aleph, that if the guy doesn't want to leave, so it's Rashai Lachbolbo. You could go and beat him up, but to stam damage him without an attempt to get him to leave, that you're going to have to pay for. So Va'azlu Tamayu, that which Rav and Rav Papa are mechalik between someone, if the Nichnas is Mazik the Baal Bayis, where you pay even though he was Mazik Shalom B'Kavana, and versus a case where the Baal Chatzar was Mazik the Nichnas, where he's Pater when he's Mazik Shalom B'Kavana, that is Lishitasam. Dama Rav Avitei Rav Papa, because Rav and some say it was Rav Papa, say the following did, that if you have two people that are walking around in the same general area, Shneim Rishus, and they both are allowed to be there. For example, it's a Rishus Arabim, or they're Shutvim in the Chatzar. So they're both allowed to, or a Baal Chatzar, who's neither of these parties, gave both of these parties the right to be there. So they're both allowed to be there. O Shneim Shalob Rishus, or both of them are Shalob Rishus. For example, they're both trespassing, or it's a Rishus Arabim, and they're both running. They're behaving in a way that's reckless in a Rishus Arabim. Say, Hiziku, Zeh, Chayavin. If they damage each other directly, they're Chayiv in the Nezek. And even if it was Shalom B'Kavana, because an Adam is Mu'al Yolam. So since they were Nichnas B'Rishus, they should have been careful that just like I'm Nichnas B'Rishus, so too the Baal Chatzar must have given Rishus for somebody else to be here. And therefore I need to be careful not to harm anybody. And in the case of Nichnas Shalom B'Rishus, I should be Choshesh. Well, if I trespassed, it's likely that somebody else trespassed, and therefore somebody else might be here. But husku zebazeh. But if it happened shalom b'kavana piturin, then they're potter from paying the demei hanazek, because it wasn't the pshia of the mazik that damaged the other guy. It was the nizik not being careful enough, and he should have been a little more careful not to get damaged. So taima d'shneim b'rishus d'shneim shalom b'rishus. Why do we make a chilik between whether you were mazik or whether he was Huzak? That's only because they both had equal rights to be there, or equal no rights to be there. Aval echad b'rishus ve'echad shelo b'rishus. But if one of them had a right to be there and the other one did not have a right to be there, it's a rishus harabim when one of them is driving recklessly and the other one is driving normally in a way that follows all the rules. Or he comes into the chatzar Baal Bayis shelo b'rishus and the other one was b'rishus of the chatzar, right? Or the other one was the Baal Bayis. So in that case, the Bereshus Potter, there's a chilek in with the one who came in Bereshus is Potter from paying for the Nezek, whether the Nezek happened Memela or whether he did it actively, because he didn't have to be Choshesh that maybe there's another guy here that's Shalom Bereshus. He didn't have to be careful in the way that he's behaving himself. But Shalom Bereshus Chayiv, the one who's there Shalom Bereshus, has to pay for the Nezek, because he should have been careful not to damage anyone else who's in that location. So that's exactly like Rav and Rav Papa are saying, that someone who's nichnas to chatzar Baal Bayis shalom b'rishus, the nichnas has to pay for the nizkei Baal Bayis, and the Baal Bayis does not have to pay for the nizkei ha-nichnas, whether he's masik b'yadayim or whether the hezek happens mimela. So we see that it aligns perfectly. Then the Mishnah said, nafal baro v'hivish meim of chayiv, that if a shor fell into the bar in somebody else's property and ruined all the water in the bar, so he's chayiv. Amar Rava l'shan rav l'shivish b'shas nefila. That's if the shor, let's say, was filthy, so it falls into the bar and all the dirt and filth from its body ruins all of the water in the bar, because that chiyuv is a damage of a shor that he's doing begufo. Right? That's not a chiyuv of bar. That's chiyuv of a shor just damaging, that the body of the shor is full of filth and the shor is therefore ruining the water. But if it ruins the water after it already falls, just by staying there, then potter, then the Baal HaShor does not have to pay for the mayim. My taima, why wouldn't he have to pay for the mayim? Have a shor bar umayim kalim. It's funny, because the shor is falling into a bar, the shor becomes the bar. Meaning, if the shor just stays there, so the shor is the bar. So the shor didn't do a maisa to be mazik the mayim. The mayim got damaged from the shor that's there. And the mayim has the din of kalim that fell into a bar. V'lo matzinu bar shechi of bosa kalim. And one of the dinim of bar is that bar is part of kalim. Tosfos back on Daf Yudam Aleph brought a raya from this Gemara that anything that's not balei chayim is excluded from chamor v'lo kalim. Unlike Rashi over there, where Rashi says that if tevua falls into a bar and gets damaged, you're chayiv because it's not kalim. Tevua is not kalim. Tosfos says kalim doesn't mean kalim. It means anything that's not an animal or a living being. So even water has a din of kalim, even though water is obviously not kalim. So that's Tosfos Raya. It's from our Gemara that we're considering the water to be kalim. So it says Mar Hani Chalishmuel Damer Kol Takala Baru. This works very well according to Shmuel that says, yeah, a shor could be called a bar because any takala will be called a bar. El Rav Damer Ad Mafker LeMayik LeMayim. But according to Rav, if something is only called a bar once you're mafker it, so how's he going to explain Rav, since you're not mafker since the Baal HaShor was not mafkir the shor, the chiv should only be mishum shor and should not be mishum bar, and shor is chayiv on kalim, so why is he potter on this mayim? Eliyit mar hachiyit mar. That which we said in the name of Rava to be mechalik in the din in our Mishnah is not the way we said it originally, but it's as follows, that Amar Rava lo shanu el shehivish migufo, that our Mishnah that says that you chayiv for damaging the water in the bar is only when the shor was filthy and therefore caused it ruined all the water. Aval mirecho, but if the shor died in the bar and the foul odor of the shor ruined the water in the bar and made it not drinkable water, then potter. Then the Baal HaShor is going to be potter. My taima, nothing to do with the shor turning into a bar or anything like that. No, he's potter because grama bialmahu. The nevela is causing damage to the water in an indirect way. Ugrama bialmahu l'machayiv. And you're not chayiv for grama. The Ramban points out in the Kuntrustina de Garmi that maybe we should pater him because it's a hezek sheino nikker. It's just the reyach, and it's hezek sheino nikker. So the Ramban has an important yisod. He said hezek sheino nikker does not mean, right? Why is it hezek sheino nikker? The water still looks like water. Granted, it's not. There's a problem because it reeks, and but it still looks like water. So the Ramban says that's not called hezek sheino nikker. It's nikker with your smell. It's nikker with the taste. Right, hezek sheino nikker means it's imperceptible. It doesn't. Hezek sheino nikker does not mean that it's not visible. There are things that are not visible that are perceptible. Hezek sheino nikker would be that you're metame tarosov shel chavero, that someone has truma and I'm metame it. So that's not perceptible. None of your senses can sense out whether there's tumah there. So this would be called hezek nikker. Okay. We then said that if the Baal HaChatzer's father or son is inside that bar and the shor fell in and killed him, so then the Baal HaShor has to pay kofar. Why would he have to pay kofar? After all, it's a tam, and a shor tam doesn't pay kofar, right? You don't pay chatzi kofar, so you don't pay kofar when a shor tam kills. So says Gemara, we have three ways of resolving that issue. Number one, Amarav, b'mua lipal al b'nei adam, b'baros haskinam. Who says the time? Maybe there's a shor that has a habit of doing this. It keeps on falling on people inside of boros and keeps on killing people that way. Well, shouldn't we have killed a shor that has already done that in the past, that has already landed on people? So no, there was no kavana to kill. It just saw some vegetation at the tip of the bar and went to try to eat it, and each time it falls in because it, whatever, loses its balance. It's not so, it doesn't have such a space and depth perception. So the shor, but it's a muad because it keeps on happening. So that's one answer, that it's a muad, and that's why you're going to pay kofar. Answer number two, Shmuel Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yosef Glili, Damar Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofar. This is assuming, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that a Tam does pay kofar, pays Chatzi Kofar, just like a muad pays kofar Shalim, a Tam pays Chatzi Kofar. So that's what it means when it says you're going to pay kofar. Ula Amar, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Ula says that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that even a Tam pays Chatzi Kofar, but the Mishnah over here means that you pay kofar Shalim. How so? Da Amar Krabi Tarfon. Da Amar Karen Bechatzar Nizik Nezik Shalim Mishalim Hachanami Kofar Shalim Mishalim. Rabbi Tarfon holds that even though Karen normally pays Chatzi Nezik, when the Karen happens Bechatzar Nizik, this is the second reference in the stop ready to Rabbi Tarfon. When the Karen happens Bechatzar Nizik, you pay Nezik Shalim. So just like Karen Bechatzar Nizik pays Nezik Shalim, Kofar Bechatzar Nizik is Kofar Shalim. So while it's true that a short time pays Chatzi Kofar normally, but when it's Bechatzar Nizik, that rises to Kofar Shalim. So Bishlam Ula, this works very well according to Ula, that you pay Kofar Shalim. Hainu Duktani Haya Avu B'no L'tocha. That's why it mentions that who's the guy in the bar? It's someone who's allowed to be there. It's the father, the son of the Bala Chatzar. So they have Rishus to be in that Chatzar. So then it's a Chatzar Anizik. So we have to set up the case where it fell into a bar in a Chatzar Anizik, because only then will it become Kofar Shalem. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that the Mishnah is talking about paying Chatzi Kofar, Meir Ya'avu B'no, Afilu Acharnami. Why do we have to set up the case that it's the father, it's the son? It could be anybody, and you'd still have to pay the Chatzi Kofar. So it says, yeah, Orcha de Milsa Katani. The Tad is teaching the most normal case, that you walk into a Chatzar, and there's a person in the bar in that Chatzar. Most likely it's a person who lives there, or it's a relative of a person who lives there. But in a chenami, for the halacha, it could have been anybody. It didn't have to be that person. Vim hichnas perushos pal chatzar chayiv. Then Rebbe said, no, you're only chayiv if you're merkabel shmira. So we had that machlokas, Tanakama and Rebbe, whether there's an assumption of kabbalah shmira when you say that when you give someone permission to come into your property. So now the Gemara says, well, we have a brisa that's a stira in terms of this machlokas. First of all, it's a machlokas Amorayim had a paskin in this machlokas Tanayim. The Tosos points out that from Rava in the sugya previously, it sounds like he holds like the shita of the Chachamim, and l'chora the klal is halach kishmol b'dine mamonis. So which is a difficulty, right? Meaning Tosos points out that if you're going to say that we paskin like the Chachamim, that's the shita of Rav. Normally we paskin like Shmuel in dine mamonis, which would mean that we should paskin like Rabbi. But to further complicate things, we now have a brisa Tan Rabbanan. Bryce says, if the Bala Chatzar tells the Bala Shar, Knos Sharcha, you can bring your Shar into my Chatzar, Ushamaro, and you watch it. So he's a Chayiv. If that Shar then does damage, the Bala Shar has to pay. Huzak, if it gets damaged, Pater, the Bala Chatzar is Pater, because he said, you can bring your Shar in, but I want nothing to do with it. I have no responsibility. So then he has no responsibility. But if you say, Knos Sharcha, Va'ani Yashmerenu, bring in your Shar in, I will be responsible for it. So then who's a Chayiv? If that Shar gets hurt, then I'm going to be Chayiv, Hizik, and if that shor damages my stuff, Pater, the Bala Shor is going to be Pater, because the Bala Chatzar took responsibility. Well, Hagufa Kasha, it's a Stiru Minei Ubei, because Amart, we first said, Kenos Sharcha Ushamaro, Hizik Chayiv Huzak Pater. Then only if he said, I am not taking responsibility, then I don't have responsibility. Time Adam Le Shmaro. It's only because he said, you better be watching your shor the whole time it's here. The Chayiv Bala Shor Pater Bala Chatzar. That's why the Bala Shor is going to have full responsibility. Implication is hastama, that had I not said anything, chayv al chatzur pat al shar v'stam mekabel in the tirusa, because min hastam I am mekabel shmira, but then I'm a seifa. But then the very next line goes on to say kno shor chav ani eshmerenu. If I say I will watch it, who's a chayv hizik pater? Then the bala chatzur is responsible. Time adam le v'ani eshmerenu. Sounds like it's only because he said explicitly that he's going to watch it. Udim chayv al chatzur pat al shar. But hastama. But had it been stam without anyone saying anything explicitly, Chayiv Balashar, Pata Balachatzer, then the Balashar is going to be the one that's responsible for everything. Dibistama, lo mekabel in etirusa, because when I stam, allow you to come into my property, I'm not being mekabel shmira. So that's a son of the Rebbe, to Amar, Achei kabel in etirusa, Balabais Lishmar, until that you need, the guy has to take responsibility in order to be responsible. So Reish Rabbanim, the Sefer Rebbe, how could it be? One line is going like the Rabbanim, next line like Rebbe, three answers. Amar Rablazer Tavra Mish Shanazu Lo Shanazu. So Rabbi Blazer says, Enechanami, it's two different shittos reflected in this Brisa. Answer number two, Ravar Mekul Rabbanani, the entire Brisa is going like the Rabbanan, as the Reisha implies, that Mistama, the Baal HaChatzar is Mekabel Shmira. When the Brisa says in the Seifa that the Baal HaChatzar says, Beferish that he's Mekabel Shmira, you should not be Medayik that Mistama he's not, but I did not say Reisha Shmaru, Tana Seifa Vaniya Shmarenu. Just to keep it consistent, once it says Shmaru in the Seifa, so it says Vaniya Shmarenu in the, once it says Shmaru in the Reisha, it says Vaniya Shmarenu in the Seifa. Rav Papa Amar, Kula Rebbe. Your third answer, the entire Brisa is going like Rebbe, like it sounds in the Seifa, that you're not Mekabel Shmira unless you say you're Mekabel Shmira. Why in the Reisha do we say, does he have to say Beferish that he's not being Mekabel Shmira? V'savlak Rabbi Tarfon, da Amar Karen B'chatzar Nizik, Nezik Shalim Mishalim, because we're assuming that Karen B'chatzar Nizik pays Nezik Shalim. Hilkach Amar Lei, therefore he says, Shmaro, you watch it, which means, Lomakning Neimakom B'chatzar. This is not your Chatzar. I'm allowing you to bring your Shor here, but it is not your Chatzar. V'avile Karen B'chatzar Nizik, and therefore it's Karen B'chatzar Nizik. The Chatzar still belongs to the Bala Chatzar and not to the Bala Shor. So when it gores the Shor of the Bala Chatzar, it's Karen B'chatzar Nizik. The Karen B'chatzar Nizik, Mishalim Nezik Shalim, that will elevate the Chiyuv to Nezik Shalim. But Lo Amar Lei Shmar, but if I never told you, you have to watch it. I just told you, you could bring your Shor in. Akni Akni Lei Makom B'chatzar. Then I'm being makna to you a place in my Chatzar. V'avile Chatzar Ashutafin, and now it becomes a Chatzar Ashutafin. The Karen B'chatzar Ashutafin, and Mishalim Chatzin Nezik, and that's going to be like Karen Bishas Ram, where it's only going to pay Chatzin Nezik, and that's why the Brisa said in the Reisha that I tell you that you have to watch it, not to make any diuk that minastam I'm accepting responsibility. No, minastam I'm not accepting responsibility. Okay, Beis Hashem, Elisha will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow. I will be away until Tuesday. Beis Hashem.